Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. My name is Jeanette Abney, and I want to thank you for joining me here at Precious Predicaments Blog Talk Radio. As you can tell, we are on in the evening versus being on in the afternoon, and that is because I had to travel to Arizona today. And I won't do this no more. I don't believe, I'm not traveling solo no more. So, even though those of you saw posted on Facebook that somebody almost hit me, I hope that the person is okay because she wind up going off the road almost in the ditch, but then apparently she must have messed something up on her truck because when she came out the ditch, I noticed that she was smoking from behind, at the bottom. But there were like three cars that was pretty much tow up on the freeway. But I am safe. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So today's show, we're going to be talking about toxic people. Now, when it comes to interacting with another individual, be it a family member, a boss, a relative, a loved one, and sometimes it could be you could go to the store or any place in public and run into a person that just is just negative, have a negative attitude, that's just nasty and just toxic. But the problem is when that individual is close to you, you're married to this person or could be your child, how are you supposed to deal with this individual? And the individual may not even realize that their behavior is impacting or affecting you, be it the behavior and the toxicity. Now, today's episode is designed to help identify toxic behavior, avoid toxic individuals, and find help if you the one that's toxic. Because I know today I was driving, I told my daughter I was getting on my own nerves. So, thank you for joining. And if you want to call in because you have something you want to share, give us a call, 516-387-1914. So let me log Amy on. Good evening, Miss Amy. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am. You know what, girl? This Arizona heat will bring you out of menopause, give you pimples, and make you lose weight and everything. It's hot out here. But you know what? I told my niece, I said, can you give me some water? Because you know I do not like drinking water. But sister girl going to be drinking some water because I refuse to be dehydrated out here. But I did make it to one of my destinations, but I got a few more stops I got to make. But I was able to stop at my niece's and see her beautiful home to do the show. So I thank her for gracefully helping me because she saw me running around like a chick with my head cut off. So other than that, how was your day today, Amy?
Not bad. Just finishing up some last-minute school things I procrastinated.
Okay. All right. Well, today's topic is one of those topics, like I said, I know that being in Arizona with the heat, I'm quite sure I'm going to be running into a bunch of cranky, toxic people because it makes people irritable, and some individuals become frustrated. So, Amy, let's talk about that. When we talk about toxic individuals, now my daughter want to call. Brother, can you answer this and tell Tisha she know I'm on the radio or if she don't know I'm on the radio? So what is your take on that, Amy, when you're talking about toxic people?
I'm thinking when I think of toxic people, I think that they're people that sometimes we feel like we have to hang out with or we don't really realize mm-hmm. that they're toxic for.
Mm-hmm. So how would you know if that individual is toxic?
I think it takes a lot of self-reflection to see, like, how your mood changes. Sometimes it's emotionally draining. Sometimes you leave really negative if you were really happy before. But it's mm-hmm. a lot of, like, you have to check yourself.
So is it kind of like when a person is like a Debbie Downer? Or I remember as a kid watching the Flintstones, and every time that little thing came, that little black cloud, he just messed up everybody's mood, bad luck, things was happening. You think it's one of those things? Because we talk about toxic, I think of poison. I think of a person just ruining a person's mood, a person's spirit. You know, and when you talk about family members, sometimes we're related to individuals like that, and sometimes they may not even realize that their behavior is impacting you or what that even looks like.
Yeah, I think,
because
well, I think it depends on the person. I think there's different types of toxic people. Like some people, you know, can't handle Debbie Downers because it's emotionally draining. Sometimes someone's like always very just negative or puts you down. That's a toxic person.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it depends on like who you are and what's toxic to you. But then though, some people will avoid a negative person. But we all have toxic people that come through our lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know what, Amy? I have some information. Because you know I like getting information. And it's from basically through psychcentral.com. And it says, what a toxic person and how do you deal with one? Because when we define a toxic individual, a lot of times, like you said, when people can be hanging out, sometimes you want to be their friend. And what they did was they asked two experts to share their take on toxic individuals along with their insight into navigating these kinds of relationships, and this is what they indicated. They indicated, so what's a toxic person really like? And one of the things that they indicate is it's not that the whole person is toxic. So I don't want people to think that they're bad. It's their behavior that's toxic. Or the relationship a person can be in can be toxic. Because what happens is often the person is deeply wounded, and for whatever reason, they have not yet been able to take responsibility for their wounding, their feelings, their needs, and their subsequent problems in life. So what they do is they blame it on others. And, you know, it was interesting because just recently I was doing this text message going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth with an individual. Girl, honey, he got to the point where he just started talking about my nose. And it was funny to me. And I guess he kind of, you know, sometimes you got to get to the point where you call pineapple because anybody got time for that? But sometimes individuals can be so hurt and so wounded to their goal is actually to try to hurt other individuals. And when you're talking about that, and they may also over-identify the act or act them out in such ways as like a becoming a victim, a bully, or even a perfectionist. Amy, what do you think about some of that?
I think that's a perfect description of it. I think people do put, it's proven that people put people down because they're hurt. Hurt people hurt people.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes, but we feel like we have to keep that person around. Maybe it's a childhood friend, maybe it's a parent, you know, maybe it's a boyfriend, codependency. But you have to self-reflect and see what's it really doing to you.
Mm-hmm. You know what, Amy, I want to give the listeners some information in regards to some signs that you may either be surrounded by a toxic person by engaging with them, or not even just the signs, but even if that's you. You're emotionally affected by their drama. So meaning that if you are a drama queen or king, or if you are a person that is affected by another person's drama, that person may be toxic. You dread being around that person. You'd be like, oh, my God, here they come. And it was funny because he sent me a text message, and he said hanging out with me was worse than hanging out with bed bugs. Amy, I started laughing. I said, oh, this man compared me to a bed bug. He feel it, but really be hurt. Another thing is you're exhausted or you feel angry while you're with them after your interaction. You feel bad or ashamed about yourself. You're stuck in a cycle trying to rescue, fix, or care for them. Now, that is just some of the signs. Some other signs are the other person does not respect the word no as a complete sentence. When you're with them, you feel like you're walking on eggshells. You ignore your own values. You emotionally check out. You feel like you're being controlled or you're being overly controlling. Amy, those are just some of the signs. Any comments in regards to that?
No, I think those are signs of toxic people, just from the people that I've had in my life that were toxic. It's just when they're controlling or you know, they feel like they talk about themselves all the time. They don't really care what's happening in your life. It's always about them.
Mm-hmm.
And those are all signs.
Wow. And, you know, Amy, like I said, a lot of times it could be somebody that you have to work with, live with. Sometimes you don't know how to avoid them. You know, because I know I always talk about my mother a lot. Girl, my mother was so toxic, it was ridiculous. My mother would come to my house and visit me. Girl, I'd break out in hives. I used to be like, she gets on my nerves. And it was crazy because she knew it. And she was, sometimes I felt she did it on purpose. Now, a lot of times it's like you don't want to be rude to the person or you don't want to try to hurt the person's feelings. But then sometimes if it's impacting you, you know, because I had to learn how to adapt. I had to learn how to first not take her, what she said, personal, because I knew that she would do it on purpose. But I also had to be mindful of the behavior. Because, like I said, we all either know somebody or will know someone that's toxic. And even if you don't know someone right now, at some point in your life, like I said, you will come across that person. And dealing with such an individual can be difficult and draining. And the problem is, and that's just to say at least, but it can also challenge what you know about yourself and push you to the limit. So these are some other signs I want to give the listeners, Amy, so that they can familiarize themselves with it and to navigate themselves with, we talking about relationships. Toxic individuals, Amy, can be very manipulative because what happens is they will try to get to people or get people to do what they want them to do. It's all about them. They use other people to accomplish whatever their goal happens to be. And they forget what you want. It's not about equality in a relationship. It's far from it. And that's where sometimes, Amy, we see some narcissistic traits in individuals that are toxic. Either we see a lot of depression, narcissism, but you go see something. What about the manipulation part?
No, that's like what I just mentioned earlier. It's controlling. They manipulate you. They make you feel like you were in the wrong. Very similar to narcissism, I would agree. I just think, you know, like you just feel like you can't do anything right. You feel like a failure.
Mm-hmm.
You feel like you're not good enough. I think those are all traits that you may be with a toxic person in a relationship,
mm-hmm.
and that's not good. It's unhealthy.
Mm-hmm. It's very unhealthy, Amy. And, you know, it's interesting because even with what you just said, they are very judgmental. You have to keep your ears and your eyes open for criticism about you. So they go do their best to put you down. What you've done, what you didn't do, it's never about them. And if they will lie, it will serve them. And that was what I had been going through for the past, probably about a week. But it was funny because it was funny, but it wasn't funny because I really felt bad for the person because I knew they was probably going through some things, but it had nothing to do with me, wasn't none of my business. But I was like, I am so not sensitive. Another one is they do not take no responsibility for their own feelings. Rather, their feelings are projected onto you. They try to point, you try to point this out in them, and they will likely become very defensive in regards to their perspective, and they take no responsibilities for almost anything they do. It's always somebody else's fault. What you think about that one, Amy? Like,
yeah,
what mean?
I mean, that's...
I didn't...
Exactly. They want to blame somebody else, everyone else's fault but themselves, and that's hard to hear in a relationship. Like, everything that's bad happens to them throughout the day is never their fault.
Mm-hmm. Another one that indicates, Amy, is they don't apologize. They don't apologize. They don't see any reason to, because things are always someone else's fault. And in many instances, although they try to orchestrate relationships to serve their own ends, they try to gain sympathy and attention by claiming the victim status. Now, you know what, Amy? Somebody's calling. I hope it's not a crank call because we got 11111. So let's see who this is. I'm trying to log them on. Okay, Rabbi, your computer.
Hello.
Okay. Hi, this is Jeanette. Welcome to Precious Predicaments, Rock Talk Radio. How you doing?
How you doing? Can I get two large pizzas? pepperoni. What'd you want? Hello?
Do you want to be on the air as we talk about toxic pizza? Or you will call the pizza?
I'll just ask you what you. What's up, internet?
I don't know. Who is
What's
it?
Good? It's Allie, man. The man on your other podcast. You don't know my voice?
With
Allie. 20 episodes? That's horrible.
You know what? But you call me talking about 1-1-1-1-1. I'm like, who the hell is 1-1-1-1-1? That's too many ones.
Yeah, no, that's how I do.
You
that's
know what?
Toxic
I'm glad
person,
you
yeah,
joined us on this show. As we're talking about toxic people. Another one is, they make you defend yourself. When an individual is toxic, they start questioning. You start questioning you. Like, did I really do that? Allie, what do you think about toxic individuals?
What do I think about toxic individuals? I think sometimes they're good at hiding it and pretending to be supportive when they are really toxic and want stuff to happen to you. You know what I mean? There's a lot of jealousy.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you know they're toxic until you get in that foxhole with them, and then you realize they were toxic the whole time.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
So. And you know what? You know, when they play the victim role, Allie, that really becomes an issue because, like I said, toxic people will make you want to fix them and their problems. Because they want you to feel sorry for them and responsible for what happened to them. And, you know, and even when we talk about codependency, and codependency has a lot to do when we talk about relationships, and a lot of individuals don't understand what that term means, but you go and you try to help them because you start thinking, wow, all of this stuff happened, and you try not to do or repeat some of the things, and whether you do it or not, they will create drama. And that's the only thing that really sticks in my head when I think about a person that's toxic is they're draining. They will leave you emotionally wiped out. The time with them is about taking care of their business, which will leave you feeling frustrated, unfulfilled, and sometimes angry. And so when we think about those different things, and you know, Amy, we do the 52-week domestic violence program, and one would think that the person is toxic that's in the program. And sometimes it's the person that they was with in some cases. Not to say that, you know, we're promoting abuse, but by that same token, if you're in an unhealthy relationship, you have to be able to identify that. Any comments, either Allie or Amy, in regards to that?
Yeah, anybody named Amy is toxic, period. But, I feel you on that. I've met certain people that, they can drain you with their own life. And it's like, you know, when you're a good friend to toxic people, you're always be there for those people, even if they're making up stories. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it can drain you a lot. So and the people know how to use pity to the fullest.
Wow. And that is so true. Because the thing is they do want a pity party. And Amy, no, when it comes to that, with like the depression and things of that nature. But the one thing, too, when you're talking about, we also have to know the difference between if the person is narcissistic, because sometimes a person that's narcissistic can definitely be toxic, and sometimes their modus operandi, meaning what they want to do, is gain total control of a situation, and that may also mean gain total control of you. They will demand your undivided attention and attempt to convince you that you need to join their camp. You need to basically think the way they think, knowing that it's better for you. They're always right. You're wrong. And when you need to do something or what you say, this kind of toxic individual will think nothing of invading your space, and they may also try to isolate you from others. So I can see where this can go hand in hand with domestic violence, you know, because we always talk about toxic relationships. And, you know, a lot of individuals will try to defend the individual by saying, well, you know what, they didn't mean it or they didn't know no better. But, you know, help is out there, but you got to first accept and be aware that if everybody is telling you the same thing, maybe it is you. Maybe there are some things that you can work on so that when people are you calling somebody and you trying to get somebody to go to the movies with you and everybody busy. It's like, why everybody busy? Because they're trying to avoid you. We already had to laugh at that one. Everybody going to the place. Don't nobody want to hang out with me today.
Hey, is this call costing me money?
I don't know. You call 11111. That's tell them you don't call
I called the number on your Instagram. I better not be getting charged $20 for the minute. You know what I'm saying? I just came to call
you
in and say
what?
Hi and
look,
see what y'all was talking about and show some love.
I'm not Cleo. Tell me, call me now.
Here we go. Hey, she was a fake too. She was a fake too. She was a toxic person. She was lying to everybody.
You know
yeah,
what?
Yeah, but I just wanted to call and show some love. I hope the show goes good. I just wanted to say what's up. Saw it on the Instagram, Precious Predicaments, on the Instagram. Check it out. But I'm gonna holler at y'all and I'm gonna continue listening.
Why you getting off?
I just wanna call in.
So you busy?
Huh?
You busy?
Yeah. See, that's a sign. You toxic. Now just
what
say.
What do
we
have to do?
Oh, here you go. Amy Hayden again. Amy, I know you ain't even talking like you in the background. You better hush up. Anyways, don't forget to mention our show too. The Pro and the Con. You know
well, we can mention the Pro and the Con. We got to figure out how we go do the show tomorrow because I'll still be in Arizona. You said you go Facebook.
Are you
in
Are you? I'm gonna call you on Messenger and we could do that. I put you on the camera on Messenger. Are you still over there?
I just got here.
You just got there? I thought you'd been there for like 4 or 5 days already.
No, I left this morning.
Damn.
I just got to Arizona. So
yeah,
no,
you're
I
over there because
here.
of toxic family. That's why you're over there.
I gotta
talk about it.
I got some stuff I got to take care of. I'm not going to deal with toxicity. We going to be all right.
Yes, I feel you.
Now,
you're going to be all right.
One of the things is when we're talking about toxic individuals, and sometimes, like I said, identifying it, letting the relationship go, trying to find out, is it even worth it? Amy, do you think sometimes it's worth it?
Ooh, I don't know. I feel like toxic people, you feel like it's worth it because you think you can fix them and you think you're the only one there for them, but in the long run, it's not worth it because you're draining yourself.
Mm-hmm. You know, Amy, I'm looking at an image. I'm listening to what you got to say, Adam.
I kind of dig that, but sometimes you got to weigh it out too because you got to realize sometimes people just fall on hard times and they don't know they become toxic. The negativity, it just goes inside them. And they just run through their body, and they don't even know they're being negative. They don't know they're changing for the worse. And sometimes you got to realize that person is worth your energy and your fucking positive energy to help them because, you know, it could be a family member. It could be a best friend that just fell on hard times, and you got to just ride it out with them. You know what I mean? Because once they come out that dark side, they're so much grateful they're even better than they were before. And I'm not saying that happens all the time, but there is that 1% chance. And I'm not just going to give up on every homie, but there's homies you should give up on if they're making you go back to your old ways, which are not positive. But there are some that you can still pull out of that fire. You know what I'm saying? So it's a judgment call. It's really a judgment call.
What if they're depressed and you can't help them? How do you go about that? Because that's mentally draining for some people.
Well, luckily I got a best friend who's a LMF. Licensed,
you know what?
marriage and counselor and therapist, and her name is Jeanette Abney, and so you know I go to her for advice because she went to school to actually talk right to people instead of me yelling at people going, hey man, stop being fucking negative, man, get the fuck up. You know what I mean? She knows how to pull you out there with them big $10 words that she paid for, and she's still paying for her college. You know what I'm saying? So if I can't give them the right advice, I try to give them the path to the right advice. And if they don't take that, because you can only help someone halfway. If they don't want to be helped, you can't help them at all. So if they're not making
that's
the attempt
true.
Themselves, as you're giving them the path to go down that road to where it could help them be better, then that's when you got to pull back too. Because if you're putting too much time and energy and they're not even lifting a finger to help themselves, that's when you just got to say, you know what, this is where I pull the shoot and I'm out. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. And you know what, and a lot of times toxic individuals have difficulties with abandonment and rejection. And sometimes they will sabotage relationships thinking that nobody likes them, nobody want to be around them. Because what happens is toxic individuals will project, not reflect. And that's very powerful because rather than taking ownership of their feelings, they're more likely to blame the other person as the source. Like, it's your fault. You caused this. And if it wasn't for so-and-so and so-and-so. And I, you know, we try to get people to take ownership of their feelings and acknowledge their feelings and do something about it. Because you can't blame everybody for things that have happened to you, because what happens is you start punishing yourself, and it's like being in prison or being in hell. I can't do it. You know, and I'm looking at something and it says, don't let negative and toxic people rent space in your head for free. Raise the rent and kick them out. Especially if it's affecting you. I like that part. Raise the rent, kick them out.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You can't afford this.
You can't afford my mentality right now, homie. You gotta step it up.
Gotta step it up. We can't roll like this. We cannot roll like this. Amy, any other comments in regards to?
I think you both said the right thing. I think that when someone's suffering from mental illness, you just have to, there's only so much you can do, you know, especially if you aren't a professional. You have to just encourage that and be like, I'm here for you, but you need to go get someone who's going to say the right thing and help you, guide you the right way. And I think that's hard for people is to take on other people's burdens.
Got you. And you know what? And I want to say this, because mental health is real, so we don't want to minimize depression, because some individuals are depressed. But a person that's depressed is not always toxic, because sometimes when a person is depressed, they will isolate themselves and not even engage or interact with someone because they don't want to be a burden
or
on someone else.
Or they'll fake the funk. Or they'll fake the funk when you ask them, like, you know, nowadays you ask somebody how they're doing, it's, oh, I'm good, when they're actually dying inside, you know what I mean, or shit's going on at home, but they just don't want to put that burden on you too, you know what I mean? Some people don't like to tell you they're hurt or they're going through some shit because they actually care about their people that they're telling, because they don't want people to be worried about them or them to stress out, or, you know what I mean, or they feel like they're passing on their negativity, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot of different things.
Correct. And when I'm, like I said, because I want to make sure we differentiate between that in regard to, like, mental health, depression, and toxic individuals. So when I think of a person that's toxic, I think of a person that's full of drama. That's just a hot mess. Just messy.
Right.
Messy for no
reason. Calling you at 3 in the morning talking about, hey, man, let's go kick it. Like, what? Huh? No. You know what I mean? Trying to call you out like, hey, man, I know it's 3 in the morning, but, man, come on, man. Like, no. This feels wrong, too. No. That's negative.
Right.
I feel you. Yeah, no, I was asleep. What you mean go out at 3 in the morning? Yeah, no, it's absolutely no, they don't serve liquor this late. I'm good. You got to know.
And you know, and like I said, and we talked about the not only just the drama, but being that critic. All don't never have nothing nice to say. And you know, Amy, I just found something, and it goes into individuals or some of the behaviors that you see. Is an individual can demonstrate toxic behaviors when they are attention seekers. Because with attention seekers, they live their life like every day is their birthday or their birthday week. Because you know that they are, you know, and when they're doing it like that, are they just bringing on all of this and you think it's energy? It's draining. Because
right.
The problem is it can be so exhausting to be around someone that is self-indulged, especially because they will monopolize the conversation and dictate your plans. It's like, it's not your birthday. It's not your time right now.
Any news, whether it's bad or good, is still news about them, so they don't care whether it's bad or good. They just want it out there
correct.
So people are talking about them. Right. I feel you on
and
that one.
And another thing, individuals that are toxic is the instigator. Every time you go somewhere,
I could be an instigator sometimes though, because you know I'm from the hood, and the hood kind of likes drama. You know what I'm saying? I might say some stuff like, "You don't let them talk to you like that." Oh, I will let no one talk to me like that. I could be a toxic person at times. You know what I'm saying? I've done that before. I don't do that lately, but I've done that before, and I know you know. So yeah, I guess I could be. I could be toxic at times, too, but I don't mean it in a mean-spirited way, though, but it just comes out like that. I don't know.
Yeah, because I do the same thing. I can instigate sometimes. I can start some mess. When I went to one of my uncle's funerals.
Yes, you can.
And
yes, you can.
I know. I know I did. And when I went to one of my uncle's funeral, before he had passed, a friend of his was saying, every time I was around him, I went to jail. I said,
that's a toxic person right there. That's a toxic person right there.
So that person is not healthy for your well-being, because every time that person comes around, you go to jail. So, yeah, so when we talk about, like I said, the instigator, and we all have that one friend who will stir some stuff up. And it's interesting with the instigator sometimes, Allie, because you get people that start a fight knowing they can't fight. It's like, why are you picking up people and you know? How are you going to run? You know? Just that instigator.
Instigator is like is like liquor. Instigator is like liquor. It'll get you hyped. It'll have you thinking you're Superman. You know what I mean? An instigator will make you feel like, yeah, I can take all four of them. You know what I mean?
And you look up at everybody going to jail. So,
Right.
Now, Amy, we talked about some different things when we're talking about, you know, toxic individuals. We talked a little bit about mental health. I had some information, and it talks about 10 toxic individuals that you should avoid at all costs. Because some things is not even worth entertaining. Some individuals you shouldn't be playing Russian roulette with, because you know they're going to get you in trouble. Now, this information is coming from Forbes.com. And one of the things, and it talks about, is people inspire you or they drain you. Pick them wisely. I'm like, wow, that's deep. Because sometimes, and it's interesting with a toxic person, sometimes we may not pick that toxic person. Sometimes that toxic person may pick up. Now, when we talk about toxic individuals, sometimes we need to be blissfully aware of the negative impact that an individual may have on you or you may have on them. Because what happens is the satisfaction of creating chaos and pushing other people's buttons can become a problem. So it's very important that we learn how to deal with different kinds of people, and truly toxic individuals will never be worth your time and energy, and they take a lot of each. Toxic individuals will create unnecessarily complexity, strife, and worst of all, stress. And I tell individuals, stress kills. And I'm not going to be having nobody stressing me out, getting on my nerves like that. Not all the time. I can't live like that. That's just much. So when it gets to that point, what did you say, Allie?
I said that's why you got to set barriers with toxic people, so it helps you in the long run. And you also got to try not to take everything so personal with toxic people. You got to understand also, too, that you can't help someone if you can't help yourself.
I tell people sometimes, Allie, I ain't gonna entertain your BS. I ain't got time for that. I really do not have time for that.
And you know what? And sometimes I do got time for you BS. So you know what? I'll listen. Let me hear the bullshit you're telling me today. Because you know what? I'm not gonna take it so personal. I'm not gonna let it. Let's see what you got today. You know, sometimes I want to hear the bullshit. Let's see what you're working with today. You know what I mean? So I don't mind the bullshit. It's just, You gotta learn not to take everything so personal. You gotta learn to also understand that, you know, if that's a toxic person and you already know they're toxic, just kind of take their what they're saying with a grain of salt. You know what I mean?
Correct. And you know what, Allie? I agree with you in regards to that, because it's not good to take things personal, especially if you know, like the saying, hurt people hurt other people. So if that person is already dealing with their insecurities and their own hurt, and they do this wherever they go, you know what you're dealing with. But do you really have to entertain it? Now, as a therapist, sometimes Amy and I, we're in situations where people are coming to us for help. So our job is not to hurt, it is to help. But they got to also want our help and be receptive to our help. Because some individuals, Allie, can be afraid to change because that's all they know. And they will even sabotage the therapeutic relationship. We've seen that even in therapy. It's like we'll give them our best intentions. We put our best foot forward, and they will try to drain the heck out of us on purpose. And then don't don't want to stop coming. It's like they come to purpose to get on our nerves. And, Amy, you know, we've had that experience even in a group setting. Individuals will come to the group to purposefully be disruptive. Now, when you are in authority, you want to make sure that you don't abuse your authority, because I won't do that. I don't mistreat individuals. But by that same token, it's very important to set boundaries. It's very important to be assertive. It's very important to be consistent, because maybe they can learn something from you too. And that's one way of teaching an individual, especially if you are consistent. Because, Amy, no, I'll tell clients a lot, you may not like me, but you will respect me, because I'm not going to allow you to disrespect me, and that makes a difference. And if you learn how to do these things in a relationship, it could be very, very valuable tools to use, even if you're dealing with your parents, your siblings, your boss, because a lot of times individuals are walking on eggshells because they're afraid they're going to get fired or, you know, whatever the case may be. But you also got to understand or even have some type of knowledge of that person's personality, because sometimes that person just makes, that's just who they are.
Yeah, true that. Facts. I feel you.
But if it's getting to the point to where you feel that you're walking on eggshells and you know it's unhealthy, then you have to be the one that take charge and do something about it. Because you can't depend on the other person. You can't depend on a sick person to heal you. They sick.
Right.
They going through something. So they don't have the ability to help you. You can learn something from them. But by that same token, you don't have to let them infect or have a huge impact on you either.
Right.
Amy, any comments? Because it sounds like you isolating yourself.
Oh, no. I mean, I have comments. I think that, like, when sometimes we're attracted to people or we make friends when we're in a bad place, sometimes we can overcome that, and that's, you realize how toxic they were, and you kind of reflect on how toxic you were. You know, I feel like we've all been toxic at some point in our lives. So, I think it really could just come down to self-reflection, how you feel, and what's right and what's wrong.
True.
You know, that's a good way of looking at it, too, Amy, because another thing, too, is sometimes when individuals have been in a toxic relationship, and you kind of cleanse the toxicity and stay clear of the BS, you know, you don't want to carry that drama into somebody else's life and start punishing other people for what other individuals have done to you. Because I've seen that happen a lot, too. Because, like I said, it's okay to entertain it, but just not always engage. But you got to make sure that it's detrimental to you. And sometimes, if you've had enough, sometimes you have to get to the point where you just have to steer clear of it. So some people are just zero tolerance. And sometimes, and we talked about this a little bit in regards to getting a toxic person out of your life, it's about setting boundaries. Because when you start setting boundaries and when you start being consistent, sometimes you don't have to isolate yourself from them. They'll leave you alone because they know better. I know in relationships, I used to tell people, and I learned from my mother, not to break up with nobody. Because when I would watch my mother break up with people, she would catch purity hell. They would throw bricks through our windows, shoot through our windows. I mean, we caught it. But so I said, you know what? I'm not going to do this. I let people break up with me. And when they break up with me, I'd be like, okay. And then they get mad, like, you ain't supposed to be happy I broke up with you. Your feelings are supposed to be hurt. But I always took on that role that if it was your choice, your decision, then yeah, well, you ain't gotta bother me. So I'm not dating nobody right now, Amy, so I don't worry about it. So if somebody out there listening, they'd be like, okay, so I'm gonna make sure I don't break up with her. But I'm though now, I'm not gonna engage in no unhealthy relationship. That much I know.
Right. Feel that.
And individuals that are in those types of relationships, you have to learn how to take time to heal, and you gotta learn how to be positive. Because if you've been around nothing but negativity all your life, Amy, or at a very young age, it's going to be natural for you to automatically be toxic. Because what happens is part of the toxicity becomes what we consider dysfunctional.
True.
Any comments? I see your text message, Allie.
All right. I just let you know.
Allie,
I ain't trying to be rude to this motherfucker.
Allie's trying to abandon us. He said he can't do a whole lot. I got something to do.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all got me out here. I'm taking over the show. I'm about to be, next week's host. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on now.
Well, you know what? We had invited you on the show before, but you said you was at work, you was busy.
You ain't never invited me ever on
that
show.
Yeah, you were too cool. You were too cool to join this party.
Oh, it's a party over here. That sounds like deep, toxic people where I'm sitting. I'm saying,
y'all ain't never invited me.
I would have came on.
Allie, I told you about this a long time ago, Allie. So tell them about.
I know you had shows, but I thought it was more of a religious show. I didn't know it was just a talk show about everything.
Tuesdays.
Well, that's when our show is on, too, on the Pro and Con with Miss Jeanette and Abby Boy, you know what I'm saying? And our YouTube channel, The Pro and Con, all one word if you want to find us. You know, we're already on our 19th episode. We do that every Tuesday, too. She has two shows on Tuesday? You dorming like that, Miss Jeanette? You two-timing me? That's cold as ice.
I thought you smelled like Amy
when you came in one time. I was like, that's not like Amy. Ugh.
I'm not in Arizona with her. I'm laying on my bed.
That has its own smell to it. Look, listen, Mr. Nett, I'm just saying, everybody, this is a good show, too. I'm going to start listening more often, too. I didn't know once you call in, you just get in. I thought it was just to listen. I didn't know I was going to be on the show. That's crazy. That's pretty cool.
Yes. You're on the show.
That's pretty dope.
You're online.
Yeah, that's dope. Yeah, that's crazy.
If you would have just clicked on the link, you could have listened, but you called in, so you are on live.
I didn't know that because on your Instagram, the Pest Predicament says call, and you could. Oh, it says, okay, let's talk about it live. Okay, now I see it. I read this shit wrong. I thought I was calling to listen. I called in to talk. Okay, I got it now. Oh, I see it down there. HTTPS. Okay. Blog Talk Radio Producers.com. Okay, I see Toxic People, the episode. Okay, I see it now.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm gonna click on and listen.
You know what? You can listen on demand, Allie. You can listen on demand at any time. You can go to Jeanette Abney 2019 podcast and listen to all 200 and something episodes. You can go
to the
Facebook page and click to subscribe.
Are they uploaded now? Because I know what's her name ain't posted since like Thanksgiving. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, Amy, you busted. He threw you under the bus. That was the SoundCloud.
That's a false statement.
You sound toxic. You sound like a toxic person. Deferring from the problem. Okay.
But they're all on iTunes. They're updated automatically to iTunes. So.
Oh, so you
podcast.
Promote all her shows or just this one?
I'm only on this one.
Oh, so you only promote this one?
No, I post
Monday
and Tuesday. I put the Monday and Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
I post those ones.
Okay. Well, post their other shows, too, like the pro and the con.
Amy, that was a setup. Yeah, okay. Amy, you just fell for that.
Yeah, she fell real hard, too. Pick up your face, Amy. It's on the floor. Anyways, I appreciate y'all. Let me come on and talk on your show. I appreciate it. It's a dope topic. Everybody has a toxic person in their life, whether they know it or not yet. There are toxic people in your life. So just be careful and look for the signs. And I appreciate y'all taking the time to let me talk to y'all. I'll holler at you, Mr. Nett.
All right.
And you too, Amy. All right. Go on now.
Amy. Don't let him impact you. You always let him take you out your game.
I didn't know I thought he was trying to call me out saying it wasn't updated, and I was like, no, I have updated this since Thanksgiving.
Amy, you know how he is. I tell people, if you go to the pros and the cons and you look at his picture, he looks funny. He told me one time, he said, "Why you hurt my feelings, Miss Jeanette?" I said, "Because I had to make the other person feel good." I know you still hear me, Allie. Okay, so we talked about toxic individuals. I want to give the listeners some other information about 9 traits of toxic people and how they would destroy your mental health. Because a lot of times individuals think that they can handle these things, that they're equipped. And like we said, even as therapists, sometimes we have to take a time out. We have to self-reflect. And if you are a therapist, we have to look at what's called transference and counter-transference, because there is a difference. With transference is when an individual puts their feelings onto you as a therapist or a life coach. It's counter-transference when you start feeling a certain way about that individual, because like I said, they got on your last nerve. Now, when individuals start affecting and destroy your mental health, and like I said, that there are a lot of toxic individuals in the world, and some do more damages than others. Because some individuals that you are close to, and the closer they are to you, the more power that they can have on you. And we talked about so many things, and like I said, they have an excuse for everything. They will talk over you, and I'm bad at that. They are hungry for attention 24/7. They are pathological liars, Amy. They just lie for no reason. It's like, for real? Why are you going to lie? You know, toxic individuals are notorious for shifting the blame and lying on the spot. You could literally watch them do something, and they'll say, "It wasn't me. It was already broken. I didn't do it." And they have no remorse, no shame, and sometimes cannot be trusted. Amy, what about the toxic person being a pathological liar? Because I didn't just think of them as being a liar. I thought some of their stuff was just really true.
I could see them being a liar. I think that, you know, I mean, they never take responsibility for any of their actions, and they blame everyone else. So they're going to even lie to themselves. They don't really even know what's real and what's not anymore after a certain amount of time.
Okay, that's another way. That's a good way of looking at it. In regards to, I always said that their perception is distorted. And they lack empathy. And the thing is, with the lack of empathy, is sometimes they want you to feel sorry for them, but they have a selfish ego because it's all about them. And that's why many toxic individuals also tend to exhibit some type of psychopathic character traits, because it's so all about them. And sometimes I think of the borderline personality too. And when you're talking about their ego issues, they think of the world of themselves wearing a crown. Ooh, so I hope he's listening to this. High atop pedestal above everyone else, the toxic individual thinks they are the best thing in the world. No one can be smarter, no attractive, better at what they do, and of course they know everything. And it's really sad to think how these individuals have voluntarily chosen to spend all their life in a delusion. And they, and I'm looking at this, Amy, it's like they talk about the emperor. It's like they really believe it. Even though they tend to be abusive sometimes, I like the part when it says they never left high school. And that kind of goes on with the drama. And they can tend to be quite rude. Now, Amy, with all of these behaviors that we said, it makes me wonder, why would you want to entertain some mess like that?
I think sometimes we feel like that's what we deserve, or like I said earlier, it's someone that we've known for a long time that we don't know how to cut ties with, that we feel responsible for. Maybe we feel like we can fix them. I know that's a common one.
Mm-hmm. Wow. You know what, Amy? I don't – that's too much. That's too much. It's way too much. Now, like I said, is that an earthquake? Why are you being shaky?
My legs.
Oh, I'm sitting up here with. I'm sitting on my niece's bed, and I feel something moving. I'm like, I ain't never known Arizona to have earthquakes. I'm like, is that an earthquake? She was like, no, my niece, and she's sitting up here shaking the bed. I'm like, wait a minute, I want to go home. I don't know about this. Okay. All right, thanks for scaring me, Rara. Okay. So when we talk about some of the things, AB, she just took me out of my game right about there. She makes me think I'm back in California with earthquakes. So when we talked about some of these things in regards to how to get out of it, Amy, what is the person to do if some of these behaviors that we describe is describing them? You know, there's a saying that if you throw a rock at a pack of wolves, it's one that hollers and one that you get. So how can an individual, what will be their first step in regards to, because if I told a person, if everybody is telling you the same thing, everybody can't rely.
I mean, I think it comes down to, you know, you got to self-reflect and see where what's going on in your life, because sometimes we're oblivious to the things right in front of us. So if someone does tell you that, we need to reflect and then take the next step is to figure out why. Why are you becoming a toxic person? What's happening in your life? And then, you know, maybe you need help or maybe you realize what caused that. You can change, but you're going to have to check yourself. It's not going to change overnight.
Correct. But, Amy, do you think that some individuals just really get a kick out of hurting other people?
I don't think they intentionally get a kick out of it. I think it's something that's developed, and they're trying to mask whatever is going on in their own personal life.
Mm-hmm. And when you say mask it, it's like kind of deflecting it or projecting it onto other individuals?
Yeah, something they don't want to face. Maybe they face some trauma. Maybe someone hurt them really badly, and they don't know how to move past it. Maybe they're holding a grudge or, you know, they're angry with someone. They turn into a toxic person because they don't know how to process through those emotions.
Mm-hmm. You know, and the emotional part is very interesting, Amy. And I have some information because a lot of times individuals feel like, you know, nobody liked me or, you know, why people don't like me. And here's some information that I found, and it's just like seven little tips that I want to give the listeners. And it says, tell the truth. Even though, you know, every now and then people fib, but you don't have to go and tell people stories or to get some attention. Another one is mind your business. Even though toxic individuals love drama, you don't have to create all that drama. And get control of your jealousy. One of the issues with toxic individuals is they think that individuals are jealous of them, when in most cases, they're jealous of other individuals. And take a break from social media, because sometimes with toxic individuals, they get a kick out of being on social media. And don't confuse self-care with self-sabotage. Shut down negative thoughts. And take care of yourself, Amy. What do you think about that? Because I got some more information.
Exactly. You know, you got to take care of yourself. If you're involved with a toxic person, you have to reflect on that and see how it's changed you because, more, you know, there's a high chance that you are starting to become toxic yourself. Toxic to yourself, toxic to, you know, your close ones. So you have to reflect on that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times, you know, Amy, like I said, a lot of times people don't realize the impact that they have on other people's lives and how their drama and their mess can be affecting other individuals. And one of the things is you have to become aware. You got to own it. And that's very hard for a person to do is say, wow, is it me? You know, or could it be that everybody, you know, I've had individuals that say everybody that I date always cheat on me. Okay, so how is it that you constantly keep picking these cheaters? Maybe it's the people that you are surrounding yourself with. You know, a lot of times individuals, they crave that drama. Now, another thing, when it talks about what to do when you realize you're the toxic one in a relationship, because sometimes it's a difference in just being a toxic individual and being a toxic individual in a relationship, because now you know. You are affecting someone. And if you want that relationship to work, you have to know that it can be possible if you do something to work on you. But you got to be ready and you got to be honest. And one, stop assuming you're better or worse than anyone else. You know, Amy, there's a lot of, with the jealousy, the competition, and the assumptions. Thinking that, you know, people are doing this, people are doing that, or I got more than this person, or this person got more than me, that right there needs to stop. stop. Because one sign that you're toxic is that you are what they call, we talked about the ego, but you're egomanic and with an inferior complex. You either think that you're way better than your partner or worse. Sometimes individuals think both of these things in the same day, and they will act out their jealousy in their mind. And you know what, Amy? That right there could be draining. And another thing is take some time for yourself. You know, we talked about a little bit about codependency, but one form of toxicity is the codependency. You think you require a partner to be okay, so you pile on an immense amount of unreasonable expectation onto the other person. So the result is disappointment and fighting. Instead, try taking some alone time. Get familiar with yourself can mean literally breaking up with your partner, or it can mean intentionally spending some time apart. That was one of the reasons why I wanted to take this drive down here by myself, is just to get some alone time with me. But like I said, I got on my own nerves. I did fall asleep driving, but I was like, Jeanette, you really starting to get on my nerves. Another thing is seek therapy of some sort or structured support. Chances are, if you're acting out in toxic ways, you have trauma or emotional baggage you haven't sorted through. Perhaps you could have had a troubled childhood and didn't have any healthy relationship modeled for you. Don't be ashamed in getting support. You know, Amy, just the taboo of therapy, but seeking professional help in the form of a therapist or a life coach, it's one way to take action in the right direction. So you want to make sure that you do reach out to somebody and get some help. You can practice meditation or breathing exercise to cool your emotions and be honest with yourself and lean into the messiness. Realizing that you're acting toxic is just the beginning. There are going to be continuous months and years of human messiness ahead. No one has ever been in a perfect relationship, but you're going to have to work extra hard to function normally. And part of that, too, Amy, is because you have to realize the dysfunction. A lot of times when individuals are surrounded by a lot of dysfunction, that becomes their norm. And you have to take responsibility for your action. And, Amy, that's hard. And do the right thing, not the easy thing. Sometimes you do have to bite your tongue, meaning everything don't need to be said. And if you know that you are not, broken or unlovable, you just need to heal. A lot of times, Amy, people go from one relationship to another relationship looking for love, looking for acceptance, and they spread that toxicity around from person to person to person because they never healed from the previous relationships or the family drama or the dysfunction or the self-esteem issues. So, Amy, what do you want to leave the listeners with before we end the show?
Just something that I said earlier is just, like, reflect on yourself, whether you're in a toxic relationship, you are the toxic person, or you have toxic people around you, you know, and there's more negative consequences of being friends with these people than it's worth.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, next Monday, we got to move. So I'm going to come down to Fullerton instead of Tuesday because we got some stuff we got to do. I don't know if you're available on Monday, but we got to get that stuff out of the office into the other office on Monday. So we're going to try to do the show. I don't want to be missing the show because individuals have been kind of withdrawing them off. But what do you want to talk about next week? What do you think would be a good topic?
I think we need to talk about all these shootings.
Okay.
And the mental illness and things that are going on with that. I think that is huge right now because people are torn on whether it's people killing people or if they blame mental illness or if they blame, you know, our government. So we could talk about that.
Correct. And you know what? And part of it is, too, is we do live in a society where we blame individuals. And sometimes it do with leadership. It can start from the top down to the bottom. And when you're talking about gun laws and regulations and, you know, even talking about some of the individuals that are doing these things, I've read a lot of different feedback and a lot of individuals' perspective. Definitely stop because people are hurt. And part of it is other individuals' ignorances and their fears, because one shouldn't have to go to Walmart and be afraid thinking that somebody is going to walk into Walmart with a gun and start shooting folks, because that is just not acceptable. This behavior is not acceptable. So we're going to talk about that on Monday at 12 o'clock. And tomorrow I'm going to be talking about, and he better call in because he said he's going to call in, did the Lord really tell you that? Because a lot of times people say, well, the Lord said, are we lying on God? Or did the Lord really tell you that? So join us tomorrow. Looks like it's going to be 11:30. I don't think we're going to change time. So at Pressure Predicaments Blog Talk Radio, you can just click on the link, or you can Google Pressure Predicaments Blog Talk Radio. And if you want to call in on the show to join us in regards to that topic, give us a call, 516-387-1914. And until then, remember, you've got this. Thank you, Amy. Appreciate you.